This is Ben Jensen here at KFRM 550 AM, and I'm sitting here at the Commodity Classic with Jonathan Rich. He works as the head of research and development for Syngenta on the hybrid wheat side of things. I'm also here with Paul Morano, who works as the head of business for the cereal grains, which involves wheat with Syngenta. So first, I'll start with you, Jonathan. Can you explain some of the recent research developments that Syngenta has made specifically with hybrid wheat and how that can benefit producers who are trying to improve their wheat crops?
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Yeah, we've been working on hybrid wheat for about 13 years now. And I think what the benefit that we have is we're the number one market share for varietal wheat in the plains currently with our varietal wheat breeding program. And so we're leveraging that germplasm to develop hybrid wheat. And hybrid wheat is a new technology that we're trying to bring, where you take a line that's sterile and cross it onto another parent, and you have what we call a heterotic effect on this wheat that is supposed to help us with not only, you know, making traits better, but also our yields. So we're looking at yields that are 10 to 15% better. Paul will talk about this here in a minute, more about the, when the timeline is for this. But we're really excited about this new technology because it really delivers a new technology to the producers that has been lacking in wheat in recent years.
And so, Paul, explain when producers will have some of these new research developments available in different varieties they want to buy, and what's the timeline look like for when these are available and how producers can find them?
Okay, yeah, sure, thanks. So today we are working on few learning launches, we call them, in the Northern Plains spring wheat areas, where we have product in the market already or on small acreages, and this year we've doubled those, and so we've gotten quite a few acres this year for a full launch in 2024. For the Central Plains farmer of the hard red wheat country of Kansas and those areas, we will be in the market with a learnings launches in the fall of 24, and then followed by larger launches of traditional launch type products in the fall of 25. So it's closer than we think. We've talked about it for many, many years, but now it's finally come to fruition. We've got things in the market. We'll have between today we have three hybrids in the Northern Plains spring wheat. We will plan on launching somewhere between two and three the same way in the Central Plains of the hard red winter wheat areas.
And back to you, Jonathan. So what are some of the main advantages of these recent developments for producers, and what can they look for in improvements for their wheat crops?
That's very good question. You know, what we're really looking for is we want to bring more stability to wheat, right? So when a farmer plants on a field and he has good and bad areas of the field, that we can leverage out those worse areas in their fields, right? And so that's what we're trying to bring, is bring overall profitability and return on investment to the producer in the coming years. And we're looking at that through yield, enhanced traits. We also got to look at in juice quality as well, right? So is delivering that to the marketplace. So that's what we're really focused on, is bringing this new technology that has a return on investment for the producers of Kansas.
All right, well, thank you for joining me, guys. Again, everybody, for our listeners, that's Jonathan Rich. He works for the head of research and development at Syngenta with AgriPro on their hybrid wheat. And he actually lives in Manhattan, Kansas. And also that's Paul Morano. He works as the head of business for cereal grains with wheat for Syngenta. Appreciate you guys joining me here for this interview here on KFRM 550 AM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.